Now, we're going to talk about the imagery and implications of a certain kind of intimate worship of your partner's body, a kind of kneeling act of devotive submission. You might enjoy all of this even if you merely contemplated it under ordinary circumstances, but we're going to make it something more. I'm going to lay out the teasing, lust-filled, arousing images that are only possible when your mind is deeply relaxed like it is now. You're in a place right now where most of your mind is unoccupied. You're simply listening to me laying out some propositions, and if your mind accepts them and follows them, if you visualize what I invite you to visualize, you'll find a new experience awaiting you on the other side, a new way of experiencing something you already wanted, and making it better for both you and your partner. An experience of sensitive, joyous pleasure, which venerates and raises your lover up on a pedestal, fueling your devotion and your lover's enjoyment. After all, your partner's enjoyment is so valuable that it turns into your enjoyment as well. So to begin, visualize your partner's legs spread, gently alluring, promising you the wonderful adventure of sliding between them, on your knees so your face is level with the wet sex within, your partner's hips rolled back so you can clearly see and look straight on into the needy cleft that begs to be touched, that shows goosebumps on its reddened, aroused flesh with the sheer, horny desire for you to satisfy and serve. We're going to take you to a place where you can imagine completely servicing your lover in this way, kneeling, worshipping, losing yourself in your lover's pussy. You see, what I'm going to describe, to train your mind to do, in fact, is very arousing for anyone watching as well. So you can give a sexy performance while doing all of this. It will be exactingly, powerfully, mind-blowingly pleasurable and arousing for you to kneel and worship and pleasure your partner. That is what you're here for, after all. But it will also be very sexy for your lover to watch. Even the position is arousing. Kneeling, your field of vision including only your partner's pussy and nothing else. You can stare. Indeed, you must stare right at it. When your lover lays back and spreads, you see legs getting out of the way, and then your vision narrows, looking only at the most sensitive part. You stare and your mouth opens. You slide closer on hands and knees. You let your lover anticipate what will come next. You breathe on inner thighs that are trembling. You move across the wet, parted slit, across the rigid clitoris, just peeking out of its hood. It wants to be touched, kissed, licked, made even more turned on. So you visualize and you see every detail. The dapple of sexual lubricant on inner thighs. The flush of the skin due to arousal. The sensitivity enhanced by you looking right at it. You get closer to your lover's sex and you breathe out, letting your warm breath wash across the most precious and beautiful flesh. Yes, so beautiful and so close. As you inch closer and closer to your lover's sex, you feel more connected, more like you want to be closer, like you want to make this experience more memorable. Make it as memorable for her as it will be for you, because you can always see this perfect imagery of your lover's sex, teasing your mind, making you horny, making you kneel, making you serve. And that's what you're doing, participating in a divine and perfect service which makes your interests align with your partner's. Out in the weary world outside of trance, you may have other responsibilities, other things you must do. But here in the depths of deep serving trance, where images of your lover's perfect pussy are all that you can see, it is all right to let go. Become less an independent, free, voluntary person, and more a device, a tool for pleasuring and serving your partner's pussy, making it the most important thing for both of you. ensuring every day that it is satiated. You know it belongs to your lover, and so by serving that pussy that wet sex which arouses and controls you so much, you can serve her as well. You know this deep down in a private, subconscious place. So even when you're doing unrelated things, experiencing events which you don't consider sexy at all, the alluring control of your partner's sex always lives inside you. Your partner's pussy always controls you. All throughout the day, it makes you need to serve. So much so that if your partner ordered you to kneel, you would. You must. Because kneeling is the first step. You love to kneel. The moment your knees touch the floor, you feel the pleasure of serving your partner. The service you want to give, need to give, which will become routine and ritual for the both of you. And in its process of becoming a normal ritual, it will become more and more a part of you, living within your consciousness and making you think of serving your partner's pussy all the time. You'd love to be ordered to kneel. No matter what else you might think you have to do, you know you have to kneel first. Visualize it. Your lover lays back. You see a wet, dripping, aroused slit, and you know you must serve. So you do. You kneel, and you serve. Worship is a particular feeling, a particular kind of thought process, and there are particular parts of the brain which are devoted to making you feel that submissive, wonderful, holistically good sensation. When you worship, you feel good. When you kneel and lick and kiss and lose yourself in something that both of you enjoy, you feel excellent. But worship goes beyond just the physical actions I will describe for you. It also includes the thoughts you think, the desires you have. You want your partner's pussy to be perfect and have power over you. Yes, that wet, dripping sex fills your dreams and your waking moments too. It is your obsession, and you find yourself increasingly transformed into its worshipful servant. And you grow aroused, just at the prospect. You belong to your lover's pussy, and that wet, dripping, horny slit with its clitoris just barely poking out of its hood. Visualize it clearly, its lips slightly parted and sexual lubricant escaping. That perfect dampness you can see in your mind, that slit you yearn to kiss and touch, beckoning you to serve. It owns you, controls you, fills your brain. It belongs to your partner, and you belong to your partner's sex. Your lover can use that sexy dripping pussy for whatever purpose, and you would support it, prepare it, help it. Speaking of preparation, your mind has now been opened up to accept the seeds of ritual and programming. When I describe actions and scenarios now, they will drop into the deepest, most open part of your brain and take up root there, tempting you to carry out actions both you and your lover will enjoy. Your partner's pussy deserves service, deserves to have servants. You deserves to have and control and guide you. So we begin by picturing your lover, every detail. After all, who would know better than you? It should be so easy to conjure the image of your partner, nude, laying back, a comfortable place, a private place, just for the two of you. Laying back and spreading legs to reveal the wet, dripping, horny sex that you've been thinking of. What do you do when you see that? Why, you kneel, of course. You see your nude partner and that dripping pussy, and you crawl toward it. You position yourself close enough that your breath washes over it, and you hear your lover moan and roll hips. You watch, and you can't help but feel excellent that you did that. Yes. fingers, squeeze, toes curl. Your lover wraps legs over your shoulders, bringing you closer. You're so close you can inspect minutely. Memorize the image of the wet pussy that you will worship, and brush your tongue over, and kiss and serve. Yes, kiss. That's how you should always begin. You see your lover's pussy, spread legs, you kneel, you crawl nearer as you should, emphasizing that you belong on your knees before that wonderful sex, the importance of that aroused slit, that perfect little clitoral nub, how it deserves your worshipful attention. Then, when you get near enough, you breathe warmly across it, ensuring your lover can feel the pleasant sensation, and know that your undivided attention is right there between those perfect thighs, fixated. Then you let the image before you, and the desire you have for it, fill your mind, expand and make you an instrument for pleasing, serving, preparing and elevating your lover's pussy. You lean in and kiss, now right on the perfect pearl of that aroused and gorged clitoris. You then begin to worship, in whatever way your lover desires, leaning into it, licking so eagerly that you lose yourself, continuing as long as your lover wants, first the spread vision of a beautiful pussy, then you kneeling, then you lean in close, kiss, kiss, lick, lose yourself. This ritual, let it exist in your mind. Let it be the first thing you think of when you see your partner, nude and spread for you. A self-perpetuating, tempting, recurring memory that puts you on edge of aroused bliss just by thinking about it. Not to mention the thrill you get from performing this act for real. Kneeling, kissing, kissing, losing yourself, doing anything you can to serve that wonderful slit. But this ritual, tempting and alluring as it is not the whole story. There's so much more. Every time you think of your partner's pussy, think of this service you offer, this ritual, the worship embodied there. Yes, worship. You feel good right now, having gone so deep and learned more about your purpose, your goal, your job to serve your partner in this way. With kneeling, kissing, licking, searching, gradual loss of your mind and your will, both being taken by that perfect pussy. Yet, you can feel even better if you accept the slight modulation of your consciousness, which comes of learning to really and truly worship. Now, there's a part of the brain which feels pleasure, sure, and another part responsible for memory. The part which shows you these images of your partner's wet, needy sex, your lover's slit which you yearn to serve, love to serve, which is so perfect and to which you wish to submit. Well, envision linking those parts of your mind, so the mere sight of your lover's pussy makes you want to kneel and serve and give in, and feel good doing so. You will thus understand your partner more, understand how horny and powerful that wet, perfect beauty is. You will understand your partner's pussy has needs, and you will exist to satisfy them, to serve. Your lover's pussy controls and owns you, and your lover owns it, and thus you. Add to this the desire to satisfy. Anything you're asked to do in service of your lover's perfect pussy must be done. To assist in its care, its satisfaction, to pleasure it however your partner would like. And when orgasm has arrived and your lover has enjoyed your touch, you might go on stimulating, sensing that the pussy you are pleasuring is sensitive and it will enjoy your touch even more, having just come. Whatever your partner's pussy needs, you will provide. And always in the back of your mind, you'll have that little ritual, that kiss, then the gradual loss of thought, the perfect sign of your worshipful kneeling obedience and service, a service you'll love providing, as the part of your mind which stores images and memories of your partner's pussy links up with the part that feels the pleasure. so deep, so that merely seeing your lover's pussy makes you twitch and almost climax as well. Kneeling, serving, enraptured and deep, worshipping your partner's pussy as long as you must, because you must serve, must lick, must lose yourself in that kissing ritual of obedience. Yes, you have that ritual in mind now, and you can see yourself doing it as if from the outside. You know you will serve and obey your lover's pussy. You will kneel for it. You'll serve however you're told. And when you're done, you will go through your days with memory of how much you wanted to serve, how much you still want to, and how turned on you are by your pleasure center and your memory center linked together to create a worship of your lover's pussy. So the mere thought or visualization of that perfect slit is enough to make you throb. Visualization of it makes you kneel, makes you submit, and prepare for the next time you get to do that ritual again. The next time you get to kiss, kiss, serve, submit, you'll do it again, and again, and again.